Inua's morning report. More than 1,000 gumboot-clad exhibitors are setting up shop in Hamilton as the National Field Days makes a triumphant return to Mystery Creek. Last year, COVID-19 forced organisers to shift the three-day event online. But those shopping for tractors, spa pools or boats could face long waits as the pandemic continues to dent the supply chain. Field Days Chief Executive Peter Nation joins us now. Welcome to the programme. Kia ora.
Morning, Philippa. How are you?
Not too bad, but how are you? Things looking good where you are?
Yeah, we're really good. Thank you very much. We've got a little bit of rain, but it is the middle of winter, so we sort of expect that at this time of the year. But I was just listening to your weather forecast as well. I've got long range from Neewa, and from tomorrow onwards it'll settle a little bit with some light drizzle. So the weather's looking good. The pack-in's going really well. You know, we've been packing into the event now for 8 weeks. Because of the sheer scale, and supply chain isn't looking too bad. You know, there's a lot of product here on site,
so you don't want to put people off, do you? You still want them to turn up. You're expecting it to be just the same as previous years and as many people to turn up.
Well, our forward sales online show that we're ahead of both 18 and 19 in forward sales, so I think that's a really good sign. You know, the agricultural industry is in really good space, and you know, supply chain's under pressure because there's a lot of demand for product, and that tells me that there's still a bit of money in the system. So, you know, there's a lot of product here for people, whether it is spa pools, whether it's a new tractor, whether it's a car, ute, whatever, this is the place to come.
So obviously you want people to come, you're telling them there is lots of stuff to buy, but are there some areas where it's been a bit tricky because of those, you know, difficulties getting things shipped into the country?
Yes, there is. I mean, we've been really transparent right along. We've got two or three big exhibitors that aren't allowed to exhibit anywhere in the world, and New Zealand's no exception to that. So, you know, we're missing a couple of big brands, and that's no fault of theirs or ours. It's just policy out of their head office in America or Japan. So they won't be here. But then on the other side, we've got some new exhibitors that have never been to Field Days either. So, yep, I don't think we should look at this in a negative vein. There's a lot of product and a lot of services here for people to come and look at.
And, of course, one of the things that won't be on the stands are electric utes. You know, we've been hearing a lot about electric vehicles and, you know, the problems with not having, you know, those heavy-duty pulling-type vehicles that can be electrically driven. But have you got any other electric vehicles there?
Yes, there's a number of companies, including our vehicle partner, Hyundai New Zealand, with EV cars. I've been driving an EV car myself personally now for 12 months. We're in a transition stage with EV, and that's quite obvious. They're a very nice car to drive, and I'm not trying to sell one. I'm just saying I do drive one, and I know what they're like. But, you know, we're not there yet with heavy machinery, but I think what we are with, and Hyundai released this 2 years ago, is hydrogen, and that's on its way to New Zealand as well. So I think we are in a transition with alternative fuels, but it's coming at us really fast.
And one of the problems you've had is a bit of a conflict with all those hotel rooms used up for MIQ. How have you got around that?
Two areas. One is I think people have been very generous this year in renting their houses out, which is good for their cash flow, and it's filled a bit of a hole. We also saw this issue raising its head about 6 or 7 months ago. So we've built a camper van village at Claudelands Event Centre for our exhibitors. So we've taken care of them. About 130 camper vans came down by convoy on Sunday. So we've sort of done that. And then Airbnb's taken up a bit of slack as well. So, yep, it's not ideal, but we've done a workaround.
You've covered on all fronts. Well, look, I hope it goes tremendously well. Thank you very much for your time this morning. That's Field Days Chief Executive Peter Nation.